The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. And to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
In today's gospel, the Virgin Mary brought to the temple the Lord of the temple. Joseph presents to God his adopted son, the beloved one. Anna, the widow, joins in with words of thanksgiving, and Simeon, recognizing who it is that Mary and Joseph brought, give praise to God with his prayer. These four people performed kind of like the first procession in honor of the Christ. A joyful procession which will be continued until the very end of time. The procession of candles in today's liturgy symbolizes how the life of each Christian, how our lives should give light to others in imitation of the Christ. Light as a word is frequently used to signify life and truth. The absence of light suggests solitude, doubt, and error. Christ is the life of the world, and every person, the light that shows the way, the truth that saves, the love that fulfills. When we carried a burning candle in today's, well, very, 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 very short procession, we were taking part in the sharing of the light of Christ. And these candles are meant to be a reminder for us to do our part to bring Christ's light to every part of our own lives, to every person we meet, to every dark corner in the world, so that in the sharing of Christ's light, we might be ready to also share in his trials and tribulations, and even more so in his joys and consolations. It's important that we recognize that the light of Christ that we have, just by virtue of our baptism, is not meant to be just kept close to heart and never shown to anyone. It's not meant to be put under a bushel basket and hidden from the rest of the world. It's meant to be taken into our place of work. It's meant to be taken into restaurants. It's meant to be taken into grocery stores. It's meant to be taken absolutely everywhere that we are and shared with the world. My brothers and sisters, these candles, this light of Christ, is what the world needs. So let's do our part.